Always great when we can get the best trainer in Australia, Chris Waller, to chat to us on a Friday morning on Racing Pulse before Super Saturday at Flemington. And also we see the Star Sprinter Nature Strip in action up in Sydney. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Michael. Yeah, good morning to everybody.
Well, it is going to be a fabulous day at Flemington tomorrow, and you're looking to win your second Newmarket and your second Australian Cup, and you've got great chances, especially the Flying Filly, who is a Flemington specialist September run, who goes around in the Newmarket. Barrier 8, Chris, what are your thoughts? Because it's a huge field. It's like one of the old Newmarkets that'll be thundering down the straight six.
Yeah, I think the barrier draw is pretty good when you hope to sort of be in the middle, and then that gives you options, doesn't it? And Craig Williams aboard, I don't have to do much thinking at all. Craig will do that for me, and he's very good at what he does.
What is it about the straight track and why she loves it so much? She seems to just go to another level at Flemington.
Yes, she does. I don't know. I've absolutely no idea. And I'm hoping she's going to be just as effective once she starts racing around the bend again. So I'm hoping it's just a maturity thing. But wow, she's certainly adapted well. And apart from being beaten by Nature Strip last start, she's unbeaten. So pretty good record to have going into a new market.
And she was quickly overhauling Nature Strip at the end of the Lightning. The 1200 is going to suit her. How much improvement has she taken out of the Lightning?
It's always hard to quantify, but naturally you'd expect a horse to improve. First to second up, she looked in good condition first up, and she's a little bit tighter now, so naturally you'd expect a bit of improvement to come.
She's had some great battles with Swats That, the other three-year-old filly. It's such an open race outside of your filly. Who do you see as your main danger?
Well, I guess Swats That, in terms of weight, I think she gets a couple of kilos off us. Outside of that, I haven't had a really good look. I don't worry too much about it. She's in the best possible condition, and let the race unfold. Normally those races, the best horse wins, so let's hope it's her.
Would you be surprised if your stablemate Imaging knocked her off? Because dropping back to the 1,200 metres, a distance he hasn't raced over that often, but he was good in the CFL Stakes.
Yeah, that run was excellent. He was trapped wide and had a pretty tough run and was narrowly beaten, so yeah, it's a new option for him to be racing in the straight over 1200. I did look at his form in England, and he raced up the Ascot Mile, but that was his worst run of his life. But that was over a mile, as I just said, and on a very wet track. So he had a jump out last Friday and seemed to be quite effective, and had a gallop on Tuesday as well. So he's pretty well rehearsed, and he's not a bad horse.
Arguably the best sprinter in Australia is not in Australia's premier sprint race, that is Nature Strip. Was a tough decision to make, or were you always going to follow last year's path with Nature Strip and go to the challenge again?
It was a tough decision to make, and we didn't make it until basically Wednesday morning. I spoke to Mr. Lyons, and we agreed that he's in Sydney, follow a similar path to last year, and we're just taking one race at a time. But we feel keeping him at weight for age makes it a little bit easier for him, rather than taking on a horse like September Run when he's having to give away so much weight. So at least weight for age, he gets a fair chance, and he doesn't get his heart broken, so to speak. And obviously there's a lot of races still to come up, so the TJ following on from the challenge, and at this stage we're still giving consideration to where we could head after the TJ, whether it be to Queensland or South Australia. I guess there's so many options, but I don't think the TJ will be his last run of the preparation, but as I said, just take one run at a time.
Well, that's good to hear. We'd love to see more of Nature Strip. The South Aussie fans would love to see him over there. And has he gone on well since the Lightning Stakes?
Yes, he has. He looks fantastic, and his work since being back from Melbourne has been good. So, yeah, we're really happy with him.
Huemanoor knows how to win an Australian Cup. I thought he ran really well first up. He grows another leg at Flemington. Do you give him a hope in the Aussie Cup?
Yeah, we do. I think it's the right year for him. Obviously, he's not getting any younger, but wouldn't say it's the strongest Australian Cup, but in saying that, it's a big field as well. So, slightly tricky draw, but Damien Lane knows him so well. I guess just finding a bit of cover early would be important, and he'll be very strong late. And we purposely kept him fresh going into it, so it's 4 weeks between runs, but he had a 1,400-metre workout last Thursday, which was a solid test, and he came through that very well.
Who have you got a leaning to? Because Shared Ambition's come back in ripping form, a tough run in the Peter Young Stakes as well.
Can't split them, Michael. Shared Ambition was a bit like Imaging. He was three wide with very little cover at Caulfield, and we all know how hard that is. And he was brave all the way to the finish. So I'm thinking he's come back a bit better than what we saw last preparation, where he disappointed on a few occasions, and the tough 2,000 metres might be the perfect contest for him.
Up in Sydney, one of the most intriguing races of the day is going to be the Todman. It's almost the Golden Slipper favourites meeting off before the big dance. Home Affairs was good last start. How do you think Home Affairs will level up against the more highly spruced two-year-olds in the Todman?
I think he'll run well. As you said, there's a couple of real spruce horses there. Probably three of them, in fact. So he's drawn well. It'd be a nice chance to just let him enjoy the race. Hopefully not have to be put under as much pressure as he was in his first two runs. And just sort of sit back and perhaps finish off strongly on tomorrow. So, yeah, he'll need to be very good to overhaul those couple of favoured runners. But he's certainly a decent horse. I'm looking forward to just riding a touch more conservative for circumstances.
In the Group 1, Randwick Guineas going to try and beat the Kiwi Aegon. You've got three that go around, Bucharest, the Eleonora and Wheelhouse. The Eleonora looks a really good talent. Is 1,600 metres still a touch short?
I think it is. My heart's telling me he's sharp enough to still be competitive, but common sense probably says 2,000 metres is what he needs. So I think you could say the same about the other two as well. Bucharest, he was placed second, I think, in the Champion Stakes over 2,000 metres, a Group 1 race. And Wheelhouse looks a horse that will improve over 2,000 as well, too. So I think all three are pretty similar, but the closer they are to the finish, the more confident I'll be going into the Rose of Guineas the following start.
And Vowmaster, who kicks off the day in Sydney, is a horse who created a huge impression down here. Was it just the wet track that brought about his undoing last start?
Very sure it was, and he was a little untractable in the run. He was three wide, no cover, and just throwing his head about a little bit. So I think mainly track, but also racing manners. So tricky draw. I think if there's one scratching, comes into 7 of 7. I think we'll ride him a touch more conservative tomorrow rather than trying to take up a position.
He's got the tongue tie on. Are you expecting him to bounce back?
Won't be easy. He's up in grade. There's a couple of smart ones in it, but I haven't lost faith in him.
Huge day for the team. Chris, have you got one in Sydney that you like?
Nature's Trip. Madame Rouge. She's up again. Pretty good field in the Canterbury Stakes, the other Group 1 race here in Sydney. So she likes a good track. Her first up run was good on a wet track. She's drawn well, but I'd admit that you probably need horses like Bivouac and the likes to fail, and she needs to go to a new level. But from her work and where she's at, I think she's going to be running a hell of a race.
Best of luck tomorrow, Chris. You've got the fastest horses in the country going round. Give them strength for the punters.
Thank you very much.